Have you felt the world has lost its mind? That people don't have common sense anymore? Don't fear. This Common Sensocrat is here and you're not alone. You may agree, disagree, or just want to listen. If you're always up for a good time with some humor and some real talk, then you are in the right place. I'm going to update you all with the latest news in politics, culture, lifestyle, fashion, so much more. I am your host, Carrington Rowe, so gear up for the harshest truth, not the sweetest lie. Let's go. Common Sensocrats, I'm back, baby. That is right, Carrington Rowe is here to stay. I know I've been gone for a long time. I looked at the last date that I did an episode, and yeah, it's been almost a year. I mean, I can't even believe it. I blanked, and it's here we are. So I'm happy to be back, and I don't plan on leaving you all hanging for that long again, which that is my absolute goal. I do not want to do that to you again. I have gotten your emails asking when I'm returning, and your question is now answered. I am back. It is 2023. Happy New Year. Yes, I know people are sick of hearing Happy New Year because it's almost February. Well, for me, it's still Happy New Year because that's one of my goals this year is to continue staying positive and present. That is something that I really deeply want to continue focusing on if I can talk anyway. See, you can tell I'm a little rusty because I've been away from you guys. But I'm here. I'm back. I've been doing a lot of working out, taking care of myself. It was a very interesting 2022, should we say, personally. It was very interesting. A lot of ups and downs that I will say a lot of wonderful things happened in 2022. I'm not going to knock those because those were amazing. Now, the bad stuff, they can stay. They can stay in 2022. We don't need to rehash 2022 into 2023. Thank you very much. It is 2023 and doing things for me. I think that should be the motto for everybody if you are in that state of mind, which I personally am at this point. However, there's still a lot of things to be done. With that being said, that was when I realized that was the time to get back to my podcast because a lot of interesting things are happening already in 2023 that I'm already like, all right, here we go. It's time to get back to it. That was me rubbing my hands together that, all right, it's time to get back to it. So I'm happy to be back. And in this episode in particular, I'm gonna touch base on how comedy is coming back and it's making us laugh again. Comedy has been, I think, the most truthful it has been in a long time. I don't know about you guys, but every clip I've seen, every sketch I've watched, it has been right on the money. Now, there are still some of the, you know, woke comedians out there that still, you know, make fun of certain things that I'm like, okay, well, been there, done that. But you're starting to see the likes of Dave Chappelle, Sebastian Maniscalco. I mean, all of the greats that so far have, for decades that have been performing in comedy have just really come out of the woodwork and really have just attacked the woke mob. And I am here for it. I'm absolutely here for it. I'm like, yes, you're right. That has been happening. It's kind of funny you bring it up because it's true. That's why we all have to laugh. Otherwise, we will cry. But at the same time, this is our way of fighting back. Because no, you're not going to cancel me. You're not going to, okay, you could try. But the cancel culture, basically, I hate to say it, but also love to say it, it's dead. It's dead because the reason I hate to say it is because then the cancel culture doesn't exist. Well, then what do we talk about? But I also love it because it shows that we're fighting back and comedians are like, no. And even the up and coming comedians, they're not even afraid of the cancel culture mob or any of that stuff. So with that, I'm going to get into all the clips that I have, at least the top clips, because there are so many out there. And today's episode, it's going to be short, but it's going to be hitting the point across really well, I think. So with that, let's get into some cringy comedy that's still going on, along with very hilarious comedy that's going on right now. Let's go. The first comedian I'm going to talk about is Bill Burr. We have to get him out of the way because we all know how, in quote, controversial he can be. So he's always been a controversial comedian for as long as he's been around, right? As a comedian. So when he first came out against the woke mob, I'm chuckling because of his humor with this. I think that's when Bill Burr really just said, all right, enough's enough with this BS. Like, it's enough. When Gina Carano got fired from Mandalorian, and we all remember back how that was horrible. I mean, I don't think she deserved to get fired for that because let's be honest, she was the top notch of that show. She was that big of a character on that show. She should not have been let go over something she had said a long time ago and on Twitter. Of course, the Twitter mob, right? The Twitter mob. So he came out, he was on a podcast, remember back in March of 21, like he was on a podcast and he said how ridiculous it is and all this. I forget which podcast it was, but he said, look, now I have to watch what I say. Are you kidding me? That's insane. I'm not doing that. Like, no. And so then Bill Burr in the modern age was born, right? So this clip I'm going to play for you. Now it is a recording off somebody else's phone because of course you cannot find this clip at a lot of places for obvious reasons. It's the sketch, and I believe you all know where I'm going with this. It's his stand-up routine of when he does the cake analogy on abortion, right? I might as well get this one out of the way. And you can hear the audience's reaction on both sides. I'm going to play this for you right now.
Because I don't like people telling me what to do. And I was just like, it's your body. Who the fuck am I to tell you what to do with your body? So that always made sense. All right? However, I still think you're killing a baby. See? That's where it gets weird. Like, I sit on the fence and the whole thing makes sense to me. Whatever anybody's saying, like, don't tell you what to do. It's my body, my choice. That's right, man. She's right. Leave me the hell alone. All right, you're killing a baby. Well, I mean, there is that. If we're going to be honest, that is the whole purpose of the procedure. You know, you're not going in there because you got an earache. You're going in there because you're like, I got a baby in me. Get the fuck out of here. Right? You walk in with a baby. You come out without one. What happened to the baby, right? Something fucking happened. So pro-choice people are like, well, it's not a life yet. It's not a baby yet. If you do, I don't know what they say. Before you do the first Thursday or the last Tuesday, you spit it out all the time. They dance between the rain drops. It's not a baby yet. That's what they say, which may or may not be true. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But I'll tell you, my gut tells me that doesn't make sense. It's not a baby yet. That would be like if I was making a cake and I poured some batter in a pan and I put it in the oven and then 5 minutes later you came by and you grabbed the pan and you threw it across the floor. And I went, what the fuck? You just ruined my birthday cake. And then you're like, well, that wasn't a cake yet. It's like, well, it would have been. If you didn't do what you just did, there would have been a cake in 50 minutes. Something happened to that cake, you cake murdering son of a bitch.
Yep. And you could literally hear just the oof in the audience. But that's Bill Burr for you. That's Bill Burr speaking the truth. That's his analogy. And as soon as he came out with that, it was like, oh. And then more comedians started to touch on that subject and so on and so forth. So Bill Burr kind of opened the gate, especially with that topic. And yeah, that is a tough one to listen to for sure. But it had to be said on Bill Burr's end. And it was overall a well done stand-up by Bill Burr. One of my favorite comedians in the entire world, Sebastian Maniscalco. He is just the perfect Italian man. And he recently has, or recently just came out with a new stand-up on Netflix. And in the stand-up, he talks about his child's classmate who identifies as a lion. So here's another example, and this will be playing for my phone. So listen very carefully to this because it is hysterical. I was crying laughing.
5-year-old daughter, she's in kindergarten. She's got a kid in their class that identifies as a lion. Comes to school with a tail, ears, and fur. Goes by Rory. I'm not making this up. I'm just reporting the news, people, all right? 23 kids with one lion in the class. Now, I live in Los Angeles, so you gotta be careful who you're talking to over there, all right? Got me and another dad waiting for the kids to come out of the class, so I tapped them. I said, you see the lion they got in the class? He's like, I know, isn't that fabulous? And then I just floated away from that guy, right? Not gonna be talking to that guy the rest of the semester. I don't blame the kid. I blame the parents, right? Listen, kid probably came down in the morning dressed as a lion. And I said, I'm a lion, mommy. I'm a lion, daddy. And the idiot parent's like, oh, he's a lion now. Well, come on, let's go to school, lion. Let's go to school. 5-year-old daughter.
Yeah, so that is another perfect example of how they are just attacking the woke mob. It is, I mean, it's true though. It's, yeah, again, it's because it's true. That's why it's funny, because it's the truth. Again, there you go. Another example of comedy coming back. And oh, don't worry. I have many more that I'm going to play for you because, I mean, this episode is really to make you laugh. Now, we do have to get into this cringy late night, whatever this was, with Jimmy Fallon. Yeah, I'm sure you all know what I'm talking about. His recent, COVID song that he had. Yeah, and I'm very sorry to play this for you, but this is something that's still, unfortunately, a problem that more comedians have to fight against right now.
There was Alpha, then Delta, then Omicron next. But this latest variant might be the best. It's XBB.1.5. Another brand of COVID-19 has arrived. It's a new strain, but it isn't the same. Sounds more like Elon Musk.
Yeah, and by the way, you can tell at the end they were forced to clap. There was absolutely no excitement during that at all. And I probably played that for a little longer than I intended to, but it's just so bad that it's like a train wreck. You can't stop watching. And that only goes to show you that they have not learned from their audience and what the audience really wants. The audience doesn't want to hear this kind of stuff. They don't want to hear about the COVID stuff. They don't want to hear about that anymore. They're done. We're all done with it. It's like, okay, been there, done that, okay? And it's not funny. He says the same thing over and over again, like a robot, because that's what Jimmy Fallon is now. Let's be real. He is a robot for NBC. Let's be honest. He's going to do what they tell him to do, and that's just who he is now. And same with Jimmy Kimmel and, well, when Trevor Noah was doing his thing at The Daily Show, but now he is not there anymore. I'm sure there's a reason for that, but we will never know. Yeah, just stuff like this. It's very cringy. And I thought Jimmy Fallon was funny at one point. I mean, when he was on SNL and he had all of the peeps with him, like, I thought, hey, he's pretty funny. Yeah, there's a reason he got in his career the way he did, because of SNL. That's what put him on the map. But now, obviously, SNL is super woke and people hate it and it's not funny anymore. It's just not. It has lost its edge. It's lost its risk, even. I mean, they've made some risky choices, but those risky choices have not been for the better for that show. And it's really, really sad to really be there, because it's sad to be in that place with SNL. Because when you think back on when Gilda Radner, Steve Martin, everybody, when Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, that's when all those, all the greats, that's Eddie Murphy when he was even on it, those were fun to watch. You know, that was comedy. But speaking of comedy and SNL and all of that, it reminded me to think of Rob Schneider, who has been recently... He's recently been outspoken about how comedy has really turned. And I like Rob Schneider. I always have liked him. And he was on SNL for a bit. And he actually recently was on, this was back in, I believe, this past summer. He was on the Glenn Beck show. And he was actually talking about the Hillary Clinton segment. One of many, but... let me just play the clip and you'll understand which one he's talking about.
One of the things as I travel around this country and try to perform and, you know, not indoctrinate people like some comedy shows seem to be doing these days.
not Saturday Night Live.
I hate to crap on my old show, but when I saw when Hillary Clinton lost, which is understandable.
Yes.
Not exactly the most likable person in the room.
Right.
And then when Kate McKinnon went out there on Saturday Night Live from the cold opening, and I was like, she started dressed as Hillary Clinton and she starts playing Hallelujah. And I said, I literally prayed to, please have a joke at the end. Don't do this. Please don't go down there. And there was no joke at the end. And I went, it's over. It's over. This is not going to come back.
And it really is the end of...
It's gone. You can take the comedy routines, the comedy routines. You can take the comedic indoctrination process happening with each of the late night hosts, mm-hmm. and you could exchange them with each other. That's how you know it's not interesting anymore. Because it's not an independent voice anymore. It's just all indoctrination by comedic imposition.
Yeah, that's just another great example of that. And it's really sad to watch of how much it has really plummeted. Because, like I said, SNL was... funny. It was funny. Had all the greats on there, and now it's horrible. And now we got to get into some Dave Chappelle. And speaking of SNL, do you remember in November when SNL staff writers were boycotting the show because Dave Chappelle was hosting? Do you all remember this? I could not even believe this was a thing. I was dying when I heard this. I said, are you kidding me? You so would. You guys are such idiots. Because Dave Chappelle, he's amazing. And I was so excited to watch SNL for the first time in a long time. And I was excited because I love James McAvoy. I have my certain hosts that I was really looking forward to seeing, even if the sketches were eh, but at least the hosts I was looking forward to seeing. And Dave Chappelle was my top in recent years. He's my top. And I was so excited. And of course, did it not turn out entertaining? I mean, did it not? It was so good. And especially the clip, okay? Because let's face it, Dave Chappelle has had the best jokes. I mean, it's hysterical. Dave killed it. And it ended up being kind of a relaxed show because it was like, hey, well, goodbye. Good riddance, you know. Enjoy your time off from your job that you get paid for. Like, really? Come on. Just suck it up, Buttercup. But anyway, but of course we all know how that goes. But here was the clip that just absolutely made me and everybody else in the whole world just smile when he talked about why Trump was so loved. And you all know which clip this is. And here we go.
And I'm watching the news now, they're declaring the end of the Trump era. Now, okay, I can see how in New York you might believe this is the end of his era. A lot of you don't understand why Trump was so popular, but I get it, because I hear it every day. He's very loved. That first debate, I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen a white male billionaire screaming at the top of his lungs, "This whole system is rigged," he said. And across the stage was a white woman, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, sitting over there looking at him like, "No, it's not." I said, "Now, wait a minute, bro. It's what he said." And the moderator said, "Well, Mr. Trump, if in fact the system is rigged, as you suggest, what would be your evidence?" You remember what he said, bro? He said, "I know the system is rigged because I use it." I said, "God damn." No one ever heard someone say something that true. And then Hillary Clinton tried to punch him in the taxes. She said, "This man doesn't pay his taxes." He shot right back, "That makes me smart." And then he said, "If you want me to pay my taxes, then change the tax code. But I know you won't. Because your friends and your donors enjoy the same tax breaks that I do." And with that, my friends, a star was born. No one had ever seen anything like that. No one had ever seen somebody come from inside of that house, outside, and tell all the commoners, "We are doing everything that you think we are doing inside of that house."
Yeah. Oh, that's one of my favorites. It was just gold. It was brilliant. It was funny. And it was true. That, again, Dave Chappelle, he's another one that opened the gate. And yeah, well done, Dave Chappelle. Well done. I'm going to go ahead and play you these next three clips, and these are all just sketches, but how these up-and-coming comedians are hitting on the truth, and it's great. Here's this first one by Jeff Dye. He's hilarious.
I'll be honest, man. When men and women aren't equal. I'm sorry if that hurts your little stupid ears. We're not equal, because equal means the word same. We're not the same. In fact, that's my favorite thing about a woman, is that she's not a dude. Quit pretending we're the same. I don't walk around, I could have a baby if they'd let me. I can't. People try to make it, like, we're equal, I want it to be equalized. No, you don't. When any one of you got a babysitter tonight, how many of you picked a dude? None of you. Not because you're sexist, but because you're not dumb. Because the baby would fall off the balcony and you'd be like, "Why was the baby on the balcony?" He's like, "I don't know. I came out to smoke." And you're like,
this is John Crist if the Civil War happened today. This is hilarious.
That's like, imagine if the Civil War happened today. If Civil War happened in 2000, win the battle, we wouldn't even make it to the field. Just a bunch of life coaches and bloggers. "Will help." "I don't want to get my shoes dirty." "You ever been shot?" "No, I've been triggered." Okay. "All right, men, tomorrow we march." "What is that, ragweed out there?" "Looks like a lot of pollen out on that field right now. Can we delay the battle till April? I am very sensitive." "I did not bring my inhaler." Just in the bunker taking selfies. Hashtag Confederate Live. use the Gettysburg filter. I haven't seen the other soldiers, but they've tweeted me some very hurtful things.
So good. So good. And it's so true. This final clip I'm going to play for you is by Danny Polishuk. He did a funny video he posted on his Twitter page where this is from January 19th, and he is making fun of the Crystal Awards ceremony. This is a part of, he's doing a spoof of him roasting people at the World Economic Forum in Davos, and I thought it was pretty comical. So here is the clip from that.
Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Danny Polishuk, and I'm going to be your host for this evening's Crystal Awards here at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Big round of applause for everybody who came out here tonight. All right, that's enough applause, everybody. I will say, you folks over here in Davos really know how to treat people. I was just backstage before I came out here, and the spread was incredible. I've never eaten so many different kinds of bugs in my life. Nah, just kidding. I know you guys aren't the ones who are actually eating the bugs. It's just the poor people. Speaking of poor people, where's Elon Musk at? Elon, is he here? Oh, I guess he couldn't make it today because he's too busy losing money. A lot of familiar faces in the crowd tonight. A lot of familiar faces in the crowd. Familiar, of course, to Jeffrey Epstein's pilot. I see you. You. Yeah, a few of you have been to Epstein's Island. Don't be bashful. Pretty much everyone here tonight flew in on a private jet, as per usual, as per usual. I will say, everybody in this room probably released more gas than Klaus Schwab's stinky ass. Klaus, I see you over there, Klaus. Also, we got our man of the hour tonight, Idris Elba. Everybody big round of applause for Idris Elba. Idris Elba, yeah, I guess because you couldn't get to be James Bond in the movies, I figured you'd just come and hang out with some real-life supervillains. I'm not sure if Idris Elba, if you're getting paid to be here tonight, or if your payment is Klaus Schwab just letting you see your family ever again. Speaking of Klaus Schwab, everybody round of applause for Klaus Schwab. Without that man, there would be no World Economic Forum. Klaus, where's your fancy getup? That crazy leather suit. Where'd you get that thing, by the way? Villains Are Us? Klaus has famously said that people will own nothing and be happy. Well, Klaus, I own nothing and I'm sad. Explain that. George Soros couldn't make it tonight, unfortunately. He had to cancel last minute because he's too busy destabilizing the West. All right, everybody, have a great rest of your World Economic Forum, and I've been Danny Polishuk. And if nobody hears from me next week, it's because I've been killed. Anyways, have a good night, everybody.
As per usual, I like to end my episodes with a quote. This world is a comedy to those that think, a tragedy to those that feel. Horace Walpole. Thank you so much for listening, and I will have a new episode drop next week, and the week after, and the week after, and the week after, so I will not be gone as long as I was last time. And thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to the next episode for you all. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and rate 5 stars in the Apple Podcasts. I need to spread the word as much as possible about this podcast, and you all are such a big help for that. So thank you so much, and I look forward to you all to listen to the next episode.